as we look at the state geographically, big ag area. So let's talk a little bit about the feel of your constituents and how things are looking so far this year.
Well, I have the honor to represent the number one ag district in the state, and the farmers right now are concerned. They're starting to get into their fields, they're starting to see the yields that are coming from the drought, and they're not real happy. Well, the crop science and the hybrids have helped tamp down what would have been a completely devastating loss for most people. It's still bad. So people are cautiously optimistic about beans, but the corn's just not good.
As you talk to constituents and some of the things, what are concerns that they have ag-related within the state and even on a national scale?
Well, like everywhere else, the number one issue is jobs. We have a strong value-added agricultural sector and ag product sector in the state of Ohio. We are doing a lot of good things in value-added agriculture, but people are worried about workforce development and job creation, and what's happening on the national level just didn't get the job done. Now, in Ohio, we've done some pretty good things. We've created about 122,000 jobs in the last 18 months. That's coming off 4 years of losing more than 100,000 jobs per year. That's happened, I think, in a large part because of some of the changes we've done in Ohio with regulatory reform and balancing our budget and killing the death tax. Those are things that farmers are concerned about. Regulations hit directly in the farmer pocket. The death tax, every farmer will tell you, they're trying to plan for their succession and for their kids to come back into agriculture. Those are big deals. We're concerned about a ballot issue that's on the ballot this year called State Issue 2. Farm bureaus come out against it. A number of the ag groups have come out against it. It's bad. It will diminish the clout and the voting ability in rural areas like I represent. So those are the big issues right now in Ohio.
The western part of the state, obviously a big ag area. How do you help to express to the other folks in the Senate and in the State House how important the agriculture industry is to the success and viability of the state in general?
Well, agriculture is Ohio's number one industry. And I always tell people all the time, the fight in Columbus often is not Republican versus Democrat. It's urban versus rural and sometimes suburban. But generally, there's just a difference of the way we see the world. Most of us out in rural Ohio want to work hard, make sure our families have the opportunity to come home and be successful in our communities. That's why we've got the best schools and the best communities anywhere in the world. But there's sometimes a conflict there between what some of the urban centers want. And so that's the conflict. But Ohio's a great state. We represent the country. We've got cities. We've got rural areas. We've got great farming. So we're really a microcosm of the rest of the country. And in that regard, we've got a lot of assets and a lot of resources. And pulling together, we'll all succeed.
Anything else?
I just want to encourage everybody to enjoy Farm Science Review. This is a great program. It's a great microcosm of Ohio agriculture. We've got a great research institution in the Ohio State University. And we've just got a lot of assets and a lot of things going for the state of Ohio. We're going to pull together. We're going to get through this. We're going to get through all the issues facing the state. And together, we're going to make Ohio a great place to continue to live, work, and raise our families.